Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light, Spiritual Radio. I am your host, Michael Long, and we're coming in live here with Jonathan Crowley, psychic medium from Canada, and he's going to be taking your phone calls for readings here. Just call on in. 347-884-8245 is the number, okay? Call on in. We're also live on Facebook. And so join us there to kind of chat with us. But to hear the show and everything, you need to call in or click on to the show, okay? So we'll be joining in here in just a minute. So call in and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Jonathan Crowley and your calls here right after this on Journey in the Light.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and lurking all my life. I've been
God's will.
as a bag of
beautiful song, God's Will. God's Will. Times like this, I kind of refer to songs like this. Guys, we're here with Jonathan Crowley, psychic medium from Canada, here to take your phone calls. Call on in, press the 1 on your phone, and 347-884-8245. But I do want to say, before we get to Jonathan, and I've been on the air most the whole afternoon, about 5 hours now, give or take an hour off for dinner. But other than that, and I'm trying to get my bearings here where we are at as far as exactly what we, on more of a serious note, what trying to know where we're at. So bear with me, but call in. I'll give you a message here in a second. So bear with me. Because we're in a situation right now that is, to me, really serious. I have talked for months about... Okay. Thank you, Lisa. I'm not sure if you can hear me, Lisa. But that is a relief. You've heard from me for months talking about how I found a guy named Burles. Who's homeless, you know? The guy's been homeless since 14. And I knew there was a reason God connected me to him. And we're able to put him in a place that now at age 66, he has a place he calls home. And we, for this early part of when he was living there, we had someone that partnered up that paid his monthly rent. But they couldn't do it for this reason or that, and they kind of went away from the mission. Fortunately, it's typical of people leaving the mission. But we're at a point here where I have delayed his rent and talked to the owner of the place, and until... I'm like 3 weeks late is basically where I'm at. And we have gotten in this bind because of all the natural disasters, and people have quit donating here, to be just totally straight honest with you. And so tomorrow, this weekend, I have $250 to come up with. Do I have it personally in my account? No. Why? Because I just got done paying for 5 people's, split the bill with Jennifer Taylor to pay 5 people's electricity bill so their lights could be on. We couldn't raise that either. Did I put the time into it? You know I did. But now we're here and we're having a difficult time even just raising Burles' rent. And we didn't come this far to put him in a place off the street to tell me he's got to go back out. And so we may not be able to raise any more money than just to for his rent this week. I may not be able for the first time to go out and help people on the streets since Christmas. But first things first, right? And we got to get the $250 raised for Burles. Now that's what I was trying to find out, where we're at with this. And I know we have one person that donated $20, and I'm just trying to see where, so I can give you an honest, accurate total. And Lisa's donating 50 now, so that's 70. So, and I know Carla in the chat is donating in the morning, but I don't know the amount yet. I sent a message so I can get you guys an accurate total. So let's say we can only count on what we have, right? 70, so okay. So we're still needing $180 to, oh, Carla, my God, bless your heart. She's going to donate $75. Oh, my gosh, bless your heart. Thank you, Carla. Okay, so let's say $100 is what's left to go ahead and take care of Burles. So first things first, let's take care of, if we can, I don't know if we can. This is my last show of the week. There is no more shows. That's why it's so pressing and the stress is. I would have thought after, you know, 3 hours on the radio and finishing with Greg King, we would have been really close, if not already there, to be honest with you. And so and we're going to bring on our guests in just a minute. I do apologize, but this is something that I mean, I'm totally honest. If it comes a day we got to tell Burles he's got to leave, then I'm going back into banking or something else. I'm an empath. I believe in people. I believe in helping people. And that's why I do this show. This is not a crystal ball show. You're in the wrong show if you think this is what the show's about. This is about helping people, helping souls, helping people that call in that, you know, on the verge of committing suicide or lost a loved one or they're going through deep depression or Melvin calls and he's going to be kicked out of his house. Or Melvin calls and he has no electricity and he's got a lot of medical equipment. We raised $300 that evening. This is the kind of show that I run. That's why I have the Allisons on Tuesday night. Because of the hope, the help they give. So, like I said at the end of last show, I don't know what else to say, what else to do. So, we got $100 to raise to get Burles' rent paid. And then if we get anything above that, it's assistance I can give to the homeless that I come in contact this week. And if you think there's other people out there helping, I haven't seen anybody. And I'm not putting a pat on my back. But there's, I don't see anybody pulling up and helping. I don't see anybody in a Cadillac or in a Lincoln or.
Yeah.
And my wife even has a shawl, a beautiful shawl that she has hand-stitched that I've put out the picture with pink and lavender. And anyone donates $100 tonight, the shawl is yours. And in fact, the next weekend, the Hopkins have graciously is going to put one of the shawls up there on the Thursday auction for fundraising for the mission. So I definitely want to thank them. And that's what it's all about all of us coming together and, you know, doing good and coming to the folks that do good, you know, coming together and get the word out. Because there's a lot of people that just for the spite of it or whatever, they go and try to hurt people and say bad things that are totally untrue. Like I saw what they did at the auction last Thursday with the Hopkins. And that's why I invited them on. I said, that's ridiculous. Let's spread the word. Let's have you on Tuesday night before your auction. Let people know about what you guys do. And that's what we did here Tuesday night. And we'll continue to do. And I got a Los Angeles show that I'm going to bring them on. Because I know their heart is where my heart is and in helping people. And, you know, I mean, that, you know, it's what spirituality is all about. Some people think spirituality is being a psychic or a spiritual radio. So I'll put it on me, too. It's not. Love for your brothers and sisters and acting on it. So all right, so let's, and I do apologize for delay. I apologize for coming on with tears. I'm sorry, I'm very much an empath, and I very much care for people. So, okay, just checking our boards, and so that's where we're at. We're at $100 needing to be donated. So if you're calling in, this is a great opportunity to give. And you'll receive a reading from John Crawley. We ask folks who are, you know, calling in, donate $25. Maybe you could donate more, but if you donate $25, you'll get a 10-minute reading. It's just like, you know, buying a reading, but it goes to the homeless mission. So it's a win-win for everybody. Now, if you absolutely can't donate, still, we want you to call in. The show's always been, for the last 10 years, about helping people. And obviously, we'll continue to do that. All right. Let's get on with the show here. And call in. It's, again, this is a radio show. And if you're not friends with me yet, send me a friend request. But call in Brenda in the chat room. I'm a radio host, and thank you everybody for your prayers, and thank you for your kind words, everybody. Carla, Nikki, just tagging on down here. Like I was saying earlier, you know, this is a, you know, I love doing this. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But it's a lot of it's not the work that bothers me at all. I love doing it. But it's a lot of stress. It's a lot of pressure. And it's a lot. One guy came in here last week. He didn't even know me and he heard about it. And he told me, he thanked me for doing what I do. But he said, man, he said, that's a lot to put on one person. And he's not kidding. And it really, where the whole stress comes from is just getting people to act, getting the word out. So that's some things you guys can help me with, is getting the word out. you know, sharing throughout the day. And, you know, when you have time in front of the computer, you know, just to share on groups, you know, share. It's so important. All right, I'm going to get on with the show here, and we're going to bring on my guest here, and then we're going to get his words of wisdom tonight, and then we're going to bring on callers, okay? And as long as we have callers and we have folks who are donating, we'll even extend the show, okay? All right. Okay, and John, can you send me your area code or your digits, your phone number, please? I don't have it memorized yet. And if you could do that, I know you're listening. I just send me a quick in Messenger. That would be awesome. And thank you so much, Lisa, for donating. And Carla, thank you so much for donating in the morning. Okay, again, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Okay, well, wait, let me just look back here on the previous notes here. I know I have it here. We'll just go ahead. I would have normally had the number here, except I didn't expect to get all teary-eyed. And okay. I think we got it now. We're gonna get started. Okay. There we go. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring on my guest here, Jonathan Crowley, to the show. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Hey, Michael. How's it going?
Going good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Not too bad. Yeah. Thanks for having me back on. I'm looking forward to doing some readings tonight. And hopefully you can raise that money, you know?
Yeah. I think we... people will come together and know it's for a good cause, and so it's what's on your heart tonight, Jonathan, before we get to calls?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about this situation you were talking about, raising money. And the first message I got while I was listening to you on the other line is it's all going to work out for tomorrow, or for whenever you go out to this person. So everything's going to come together. So I just want you to know that even though it might seem like it's not going to work out, divine is on your side, you know, and it will. It will definitely work out this weekend. I can see that happening for you. So that's what's on my heart.
All right.
I listened in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything... Sometimes, you know, things seem upside down, but everything works out the way it should, you know. And it's just a matter of accepting it for what it is. But I think everything's going to work out for you. That's the message I got. And and I believe that, you know. It came right from the heart, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe so, too. Thank you for that.
You're a beautiful person, you know. Everything that you do is absolutely amazing. I mean, helping the homeless, you know, going out and really putting a lot of effort into that. So, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, you know, to help people. And, you know, and another thing that's good about all this, you know, just getting the word out is, you know, people will tell me all the time about, you know, what they're doing in their communities because of hearing it on the show and how they're helping out in their communities. And that's another win for what we're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, I think everything, like I said, everything's going to continue to grow with this show, and I think you're going to be able to help a lot more people. That's what I see. So I'm just putting it out there, you know.
Okay, great, beautiful. Thank you. Anything you want to also add, Jonathan, or are you ready to take some calls?
I was going to talk a little bit about the
sure.
heart center a little bit. So a lot of people have been asking me, a lot of clients that come to me, ask me, how do you connect the spirit? And the answer is everything is in the heart. So when you go inwards, when you're able to feel everything inside of you and you're able to go into the heart chakra, that's where God is. It's right in the heart, man. So a lot of people have been asking me is there any techniques to connect to spirit? Is there any awareness techniques that I can use? And so the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I've been asked this question quite a bit lately. So just really focusing on a focal point like the heart chakra and really focusing on going inwards in your meditation, and you will start to feel the energy within yourself. And that's the key to connecting the spirit. That's the key to connecting to divine and peace. It's just finding that. And just, there's no one that can teach you this. No one can teach you how to connect. It's yourself. And really, that's the only tool I use, you know, when I connect. And there's no difference from channeling peace to channeling spirit. It's all the same thing. So just really finding that focal point and just feel yourself going inwards, and you know, you'll find that you kind of find a lot of peace and a lot of emotion, you know, physical pain goes away when you're doing this, so it's quite beautiful. But yeah, that's just a little technique. I mean, it's been around forever and it's nothing new, and I'm sure a lot of people have read this in books, and yeah, I thought I'd mention that.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mean to cut you off. You let me know when you're done. I just
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do some readings.
Okay, great. I know you'll be here on Sundays. It's Jonathan's weekly time, everybody. It's always great to have the guests come on and do a topic, and then whenever you're done, just let me know. And great. Sounds great. So, let's go and bring in our first caller here for Jonathan Crawley. And we're going to expand the globe. We're going to light up North America by connecting Canada, United States, and Mexico with, I believe this is Lisa. Is that you?
Yes, it is. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. And Michael, I just want to say thank you for all you do, and there's just going to be a special place in heaven for you.
Oh, thank you. I don't need that. But I thank you for saying that.
It's
true. And Mary Ellen.
Yeah,
see,
thank you, John Boy. Thank you.
Yeah, we are former cast from the Waltons. I'm John Boy,
right.
She's Mary Ellen.
That's right. But any message, I would love to get here for whatever you have to say, Jonathan.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. And first thing I'm picking up is you're very, very sensitive to energy, you know?
Yeah.
So when you're out in public, you feel everything around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also getting a lot of spinal, like down my spine, I'm getting a lot of pain. So I don't know if you have, and do you understand that?
Yep.
And I get your grandmother, she's standing next to me and she's holding my hand and she says, I love you so much. She said, you were there every step of the way for me. Do you understand this?
Yes.
She says, I had a lot of breathing issues before I passed. She's bringing up some breathing issues before she passed. And
yes, she was in another state, yeah. So
she's also mentioning that there would have been a fall or something before she passed, so she would have hit her
yes.
head or something.
She woke
Do you understand
up out of
this?
Bed and keeled over and hit her head and died. Yep.
Okay, that's how she passed. Okay.
Yep.
I'm also getting the name Michael in the family as well, and they're pointing at like a brother or uncle, like a Michael.
My nephew is Michael. My nephew.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting him as a younger. He's quite younger, right, Michael?
Yes. Yes.
I'm just trying to get the message for Michael, and they're just saying they're kind of joking around about him. They're actually saying that he's like the life of the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he always puts a smile on his face. He's the life of the party, and your grandmother you were very close to, and she keeps on showing me this little gold bracelet. Do you have that little gold bracelet?
I'm not sure what it would have been. I did have little bracelets, I think, when I was a kid.
Okay, that was from her, right?
I don't remember,
yeah.
But I probably was.
And for some reason, she keeps on mentioning deer. So I don't know what the significance is in that, but I keep on seeing deer, and she's like pointing them out.
A lot of deer where I lived. A lot of deer where I lived, yeah.
Yeah, because she keeps on showing me this like road, and there's like trees, and I don't know. She's just bringing it to my attention, to my awareness.
Yep.
And I keep on. Did she have like a bell that she used to ring before dinner? Because she keeps on talking about that as a joke, like she's joking around the bell before what?
Yeah. Yep. A little ding ding ding. Yes. Uh huh. Yep.
So she used to call you for dinner, and that was her way of calling you for dinner was to ring the bell, right?
A joke. Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. She says Grandpa passed before she did.
Well, I never met him. Yeah, I never met him. He wasn't talked about
at
all.
She says that you've taken a little break from what you're doing right now as far as work goes. So
yeah.
You're kind of sitting back and you're waiting.
Yep, I'm going to do something different, yeah. Uh-huh.
You are going to be doing, I see you knitting. And, you know, it's funny because Michael was talking about shawls and stuff. I see you doing stuff like that. Actually, a lot of arts and crafts. Do you understand this?
I don't knit, but I can do crafty things, yes.
You're doing a lot of that, and I see these little, like, antique-type thing that you're going to be interested in, that you're really going to put a lot of time into antiques, you know? Like, old antique wood, like, you know, I can't really make it out, but antiques in general.
Interesting, okay.
And they're showing me that, but they're saying that everything work-wise, they're seeing about 5 months out from now, there's going to be a lot of change with work, and there already has been a lot of change with money and work, if you understand me.
Yes.
And I'm also getting you have an aunt in spirit, because she's coming in as well.
Yeah.
And she keeps on telling me that, she keeps on showing me, like, the old cowboy boots and the old cowboy, like, music, country music and the boots and all that kind of stuff. Do you understand that?
They were from South Dakota. So if it's my mom's side, they were from South Dakota, and they lived on a farm, kind of, so they would be farm-like people, yes. I think that's my cousin that's actually coming through as my cousin.
It's a female past. It's a female.
Yeah, and she
and
lives in South Dakota. Yes.
She's got a strong accent as well. Like, I can hear her very clearly, you know, like a thick type of southern accent type or South Dakota, wherever I could. Yeah.
South Dakota, they don't really have an accent, so I'm not sure
I think it is her, though, to be honest with you. There's many here.
Right. I like a crowd.
Mm-hmm. Just expect good things. Your energy is coming together, and the message is that everything is going to come together. You know what I mean? Because your energy is in a good place right now. It's not too bad. You've really taken yourself. I think there was a female just recently. It could have been like a sister or someone that was very close to you that you really started pulling yourself away from. You understand this? They're showing me another female, like a friend or something. Or someone that you were connected to that you that you would have disconnected from?
My sister and I don't speak.
Okay. Because...
So maybe her. But we were never...
It is her.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're showing me that that's going to... That connection is eventually going to become closer, but it's kind of like that's never going to happen. That's what it feels like to you. But I feel like it will happen within 3 years. That's why they're talking about it. But do you have any specific questions at all?
I was just seeing if you see anything about my future love life.
Love
I know
life,
my career is okay. Yeah, love life.
Career-wise,
growth,
I see a lot of change. Love life, I'm not seeing anything right away, you know? I'm not seeing anything coming up right away. And I think, you know, within a year or two, I think you'll start looking more. But I don't think you're looking as much. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I don't really put an effort to go places.
Because you're not putting much of an effort. I just don't see you in that place right now where you're putting a lot of effort into that. But I am hearing the name Adam for some reason. The name Adam. And it's a male that's in the physical. And I don't know what this connection is going to be, but they're telling me that person's coming back into your life. If you know them, they're coming back in, but I keep on hearing that name.
I don't.
So that just keep an eye out for that, because I've had stuff like this happen. And, your grandmother's the strongest in spirit around you. I feel like she's your main, spirit guide type of thing.
Right, right.
She says the back pain, the upper back pain is going to get better for you. Not to worry about that.
My sciatic is the worst part, the bottom. Ugh.
Yeah, I felt it down my spine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I'm really getting. So that you see a lot of progress within the next few months with change and work. And you're very creative
career.
In that way, so I feel it's going to be something on your own, like a business on your own. So you're going to make that work, and I feel like it's going to be successful, and it will grow in time.
In time, right. That's what I've heard. Yeah. And do you see anything about my court case, right, champ? And then I'll get off.
I'm not seeing anything right now with any court case. They're saying that that there's nothing being done right now, or there's not right yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my trial's in January. I have a court case. It's not a trial. It's not
so
a
it's not until it's not until next year. So that's
next year.
Why I'm not seeing that right now, and that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it further out, but I think that's going to work out in your favor.
Okay, great. Right on. Well, thank you so much for your time and energy, and you guys will hopefully raise some money.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in.
Take care. Ta-ta.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was in the screening room looking for our next caller. So sometimes that will happen, Jonathan. And if I'm not there, just go ahead and give out your contact information. Why? Because when I'm in the screening room, I can't hear anything. So I don't know if you're done or not, you know, at that time. So anyway.
No worries,
good?
Brother.
Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
All good. Okay, let's go to our next call here, Jonathan. Our next caller was waiting for you actually in the previous show. She so wanted to get a hold of you. So this is Yvonne in California.
Hi, this is Yvonne. I don't really have – do I need a question or can you just pick up whatever you see?
I can do the reading and just how you doing, Yvonne? Yeah, I can do it and just see what comes up. Through the reading, see what's coming up. So I'm going to go ahead.
Okay.
Right away I'm getting, has there been a commitment issue in a relationship with you?
Yes.
Because they're saying that's what's going on presently, that there's a commitment issue either on his part or your part. Do you understand this?
Yes.
I don't want to predict the future with your relationship. I really don't. But I do see a lot of changes with that coming up within the next 4 months or so.
Okay.
I am getting a father figure in spirit, like grandfather or father in spirit coming to me. And they had a lot of stomach pain before they passed. Okay? So,
okay.
And this is where the messages are coming from, but they're the same. They had stomach, they're saying stomach, but the heart was the main reason why they passed. But they're speaking to me in this way to give you messages of hope, because they're saying that everything's going to work out. But this relationship, you've been doubting this for a long time, so this has been going on for quite a while, okay?
Yes, it has, for like 2 years. I've been doubting it, not just been hanging around.
And I keep on hearing move as well, so I think you've been thinking about moving recently.
Yes.
And that's going to happen as well. You have nothing
to fear.
Everything's in your hands. I see you as having a professional job as well, so I think you're very professional in that way. I feel like your finances are okay. So I feel like the move is going to happen within the next, about 4 months. They show me 3, but 4 months to be on the safe side.
Okay.
They said that you never got the chance to get close to Dad, or he's very, very closed off when it comes to trying to build relationship with him. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Just let it be the way it is type of thing. You're such a beautiful person, you know, and you're always trying to give a helping hand, and you're always out there trying to help people. And that's what your gift is. And you have some healing ability as well. And I think you've tapped into some Reiki in the past, or you have tried to tap into Reiki. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Because I see you doing a lot of that, because you're really tapping into yourself, but you're able to do physical healing on other people. And it's just tapping into that light that's within you. And that's what you're doing, basically. Don't be afraid to let go of whatever is going on right now. Don't be afraid of that, because I think that's the main obstacle right now with that relationship. But that's going to be up to you. You have to follow your intuition on this, you know?
Okay.
Do you have any specific questions at all?
Yes. What do you get on a friend of mine named LaTanya? She seems kind of negative lately. Should I stick around, or should I just, you know, let her go as a friend? What do you pick up with her?
I feel a lot of money issues around her, first of all, you know? So I feel like she's going to be asking you for not only help, but I think she's going to be asking you for money eventually.
Hmm. Yeah, she already does that. We picked up on that well.
Yeah, I know, but that's what Spirit are saying. So the money thing is an issue right now. So she's been asking a lot. Do you understand this?
Yes, but it's not much. But every week it's $10, $20, you know, here and there. But
I'm getting her favorite line is I don't have money for gas or something like that. I don't have money for gas. That's like,
Yeah, you're right.
So that's what I'm hearing in the background, but I think you should cut that off. I know it's very nice to help someone, but at the same time, it's become an ongoing thing, you know? And I know it's only $10 here and there, but that adds up after a while, you know? And it's not about the money even. It's just about doing it over and over again, right?
Yes.
But that's what I get with that. Do you have any other questions at all?
No, everything's good. Everything sounds good. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Yvonne. And before we go to our next call here, Jonathan, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
They can reach me through my email, info@psychicjonathan.net, or they can go on my website at psychicjonathan.net. or they can send me a message on Facebook through my Facebook page, Intuitive Medium Jonathan Crawley, or add me to Facebook even, and send me a message anytime, and we'll book you in, you know. I do channeling as well, so I do deep trance channeling now, where I go under, and I'm more of a hypnosis than anything, and I get a lot of information that way, so I don't just do the, it's all the same, but I go deeper within myself to do that, and I really focus on going inwards, and that's a really good reading to get, so, yeah.
Alrighty, very good. We have it linked up here on the show page as well, and let's go to our next caller here, and let's go ahead and go out to California, and Donna, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I appreciate this. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you. I can hear the spirits once in a while, and I heard my mother, who's on
That's
the other
funny
side.
Funny you said that. As soon as you mentioned that, that's what I was getting, and that's another.
I'll hear what you're getting then. That's good.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, she just said that I was going to be rewarded. Yeah, I don't know what she meant by that. You know, I don't know.
Do you want me to look into that for you?
Yeah, if you can, or whatever you're picking up, I'd appreciate.
I feel like, you know, what she's saying in a lot of ways, and this is like a mother figure that's passed. Do you understand this? It could be a grandmother. That's who I'm picking up on. That's who you're hearing in spirit. The reason why they're saying that is because you kind of go out of your way to help everybody, but I'm feeling that you are going to receive some money from somewhere. Okay.
Oh, good.
I don't know where that money's coming from, but I'm getting like a check or something that you're going to be receiving, and that's pretty soon, within 2 to 3 months. So that's what I'm picking up for that situation. But let me look and see what else comes up here, because I'm sure there's much more information, that will probably come out of this, so... One second, I'm just going to connect even more here and just see what comes up.
Thank you.
You are going to be receiving money for sure. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
You have a daughter?
No, I don't have any kids. I have a sister that I'm very close to. She's 10 years younger, and she's like a daughter to me. I'm always helping her
okay.
and her kids.
That's who I'm picking up on. They're saying that she's gone through a little bit of a battle recently.
She lost her 19-year-old son.
Okay, that's...
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear
tragic.
That.
Tragic. Yeah.
When I feel his spirit come in, it's funny, because the first thing I'm getting is he's really holding his stomach, and he's like grabbing it, and he's saying that I pass very suddenly. Do you understand
he
that?
Did. Yes, he's very sudden, yeah.
And he keeps on saying, like, something in my mouth type of thing, so I don't know what that usually...
He took he never took drugs, he took a synthetic mushroom drug, and he had a bad...
Because he said in, because he's saying in my mouth, so he would have taken, that's usually symbolic for I took something. But he says he's around you, and he keeps on saying, I always loved you so much. And he says that you used to take care of him. Were you like a daycare center or something like that? Were you
used
to organize for
them? Well, I used to go there and take care of them. I'd bring them food and presents, and because I didn't have kids.
He's very happy with the way you've gone with your life. He's saying that you're on the right path. I am hearing February being a very significant month in the family. February is a very significant month. I'm also seeing like a cross, like you come from a religious background. So they're showing me, he's showing me a cross basically.
Yes. He went to a Christian school. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a beautiful kid, and he was very mechanical. So he was very good with his hands and fixing cars and stuff like that. He was very good that way. You know, that was his talent. he keeps on saying something about a sister. So does he have a sister?
He has one sister and two brothers, yeah.
And also, I keep on hearing that, did he have a girlfriend or something? Because he's mentioning girlfriend.
He had
a girlfriend. And who's Crystal? Is that his girlfriend or is that?
I'm not sure of the name of her. Not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I want to check on that because it's going to come up.
Yeah.
He's talking about bringing the family back together, and he's been really in spirit. That's one of the things that he's going to be working on the most is bringing everybody back together, because he said that there was a separation in the family, and he wants that to come back, you know. And he's spreading a lot of love and compassion for you, but he says, don't put everything on your plate. Don't feel like you have to put everything on your plate all the time. You know, and I feel right now that's what you're doing, but I feel like everything's going to come together in a way where you are going to receive more abundance in your life, you know.
Okay.
But someone's putting a lot of pressure on you. Like, there's a male in your life that's putting a lot of pressure and, like, telling you that it has to be this way or a certain way. Do you understand this?
My brother told that.
Yeah. But it's coming up more often. I don't want to point any fingers at anybody, but it's been an ongoing thing for this last little while, you know?
Yeah.
But he says, I love you so much. And he keeps on saying, like, man, like, if there is anybody, he keeps on saying that you're a good teacher for some reason. So I don't know if you taught him a lot, but he keeps on saying, you're such a good teacher. You're such a good motivator. You're such a good everything.
Yeah. Aw. Wow.
He's also shown me that he would have had some, he's shown me some problems with motor skills. Like when he was a kid, he's had motor skills. He had problems with motor skills as a child.
A little ADHD. Yeah.
He was also saying like speech, like he had problems with his speech when he was in the physical world.
Yes. I think he did when he was younger.
Yeah.
See if they say I'm going to meet someone, because I get kind of lonely. I've been alone now for 7 years.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what's coming up, or?
Yeah.
What I see coming up type of thing?
Yeah, please.
Just give me a minute. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Relationship-wise, they're saying not right away, but they're saying that you're going to be going out more. And that's not something you normally do. You're not the type of person to really go to bars and stuff like that. But I see you going out. I see you going to, like, a restaurant or something, or going out more on dates and, like, getting yourself out more. I just feel like your father is going to really ease off of you within the next little while. Does he smoke quite heavily as well? Because they're showing me that he smokes.
He did. My father is on the other side. He smoked on energy in the army and stuff
so
like that.
He's passed over. That's because I'm feeling his spirit come through. Relationship-wise, they're saying that the only thing that's keeping you back is the finance. So you're scared that you're going to run into that problem again. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but now this money's coming in, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll be able to do things that I want to
do. But I'm seeing, like, the finance was an issue in your past relationship, they're saying. Like, there was something with money.
Not having money. Yeah.
But that's not going to happen again, so I don't want you to think that. I want you to think that that's in the past. So that is in the past. That's not happening again. But they are showing me 10 months for a relationship, so that's what I'm seeing. Yeah. And I see you getting closer to your sister, too. I see you getting really close to your sister.
I want to be able to help her.
And they keep on calling you, like, my little teddy bear on the other side. You know what I mean? And I feel like the boy that's in spirit, he said that someone was really sick in the family that was female. Like, someone was in and out of the hospital as a child.
That was me. That was me.
That was you? Okay, that's what he's talking about. He keeps on saying, like, and there's the grandmother, there's a grandmother and grandfather and the father on the other side, but they're like handing me like a teddy bear. Did you receive a teddy bear when you were in and out of the hospital? Was that something
yeah.
they gave you?
Yeah, I
because they
say it's yeah.
very, they said that was very significant, you know, for you, you know, but they said you're so beautiful and you got so much, and your father keeps on saying you're like good luck charm, you know what I mean?
Oh.
And he gives me like the old, like, you know, like I feel like he was like a really physical person at the same time, like he was touchy feely, but he's like punching me like, you know, like punch buggy, you know, punch back type thing, you know, you understand that?
Yeah.
That's the kind of things he's doing, like kind of like giving you like a punch in the arm. And he keeps on talking
yeah.
about like Christmas time was like the worst time for me, like Christmas time, because he hated putting up the Christmas lights. Your mother used to bug him about putting up the Christmas lights, and that was a big thing in the family, where he didn't want to put them up. He didn't want to go near them.
Mm-mm. No.
You understand that?
Yeah.
You had the boys do it.
Do it.
And he keeps on saying, like, I keep on hearing Ginger, something to do with Ginger. Is there someone's name Ginger or something like that?
Ginger. I don't know a Ginger.
It's coming up, and I'm hearing junior and senior as well. So he's mentioning there's a junior and senior, like someone that shared the same name. It might be him. Someone shared the same name in the family. And they're saying male side. Hello?
Oh, we got to go to our next call here. Does anything that resonate with you, Donna?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, very much. And when that money comes in, I'm going to donate some to your cause, Michael.
Oh, that's very nice.
Okay, have a good night.
Great reading.
Thank you.
Okay, and for the listeners out there, we're getting close to a wrap-up stage, as it's been a really, I know, a long day for everybody, and we've been on the radio for about 4 or 5 hours here straight, and I know it's late on the East Coast here for our guests and our listeners and all that. So what we're going to do is we got one more call who's donated, so we're going to bring them on, of course. And then anybody else who wants to make a donation to our homeless mission, you still have time. And the update for everybody is to help Burles for his rent. We're at money still left to raise. We know we started at $250. We are now down to $75, okay? So that's where we're at. I definitely feel we're going to get there. But you still have time if you want to donate to get a reading tonight here with Jonathan, who's doing amazing readings, Jonathan. It's really great. And you really have a great
Love serving spirit, man. Love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Love reaching out to the community, especially for this cause. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is a really good cause. And that's what it's all
mm-hmm.
about. It's about people. It's about helping each other. It's about, you know, giving what you can, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
So I'm very grateful to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here, too. Okay. And for the folks that were here, we have taken almost every call we've taken all night long have been free readings for folks who, you know, might be thinking something else. Just about every call has been a free reading. So there you go. I think it answers a few people's questions. Let's go next to New York, and we're going to bring in, I believe it's Donna. Is that right?
Diana,
that's right. Welcome. Thank you for your donation.
Thank you, Michael. Anytime.
Hi,
good evening.
Diana.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all, Diana. Do you want me to see what comes up and what I get from Spirit, Diana?
Yes, but I do have a question. So you can go
you
ahead and go.
uh-huh.
And then ask my question later on, or how would you like it?
Well, let me just go with the information that I get, and then we go into questions after.
Okay.
Because they're saying you're just about to purchase something, or you're going to be purchasing something. Do you understand this?
A big purchase or a small purchase? Like a
It looks like pretty big, like a pretty big purchase. So it can be a car, or something like that, or it could be something like a house or something, or something that's going to be purchased, but it's a fairly big purchase. Basically, that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the funny thing is, you're probably not going to understand it right now, but I guarantee you, you're going to come back and you'd be like, oh my God. And that's usually what happens in these types of situations. I see you working very hard and you're moving up in your job. So I feel like you're really working hard to get there. And I feel like there's going to be some advancement for the work that you do right now. So you're going to be advancing in the work that you do.
Okay.
Let me see what comes up now. I'm seeing right away, I'm seeing something to do with school. So have you thought about retraining or anything like that?
Yes. Actually, my entire question is about, because I'm
school?
Going to vet school.
Okay.
Vet school, yes.
Yeah, because I see you being very successful, and that's the advancement part. You're going to med school. So, yes, that is going to happen. And I see you in the medical field. I see you doing really well in that. And I keep on hearing Papa or Grandpa is very proud of you. And he's coming through as like the sweetest old man. He's such a beautiful person, you know, and the way he presents himself. I feel you're very close to your grandfather.
Yes. Yes.
And he says, I'm pushing you forward. You're getting this done. You're doing so great. And he says, even though he keeps on like saying about put a smile on your face. That was one of his favorite lines. In the physical world, so that's something he would have said quite often, like, keep on putting a smile on your face, you know, and he says that school is going to work out, so you have nothing to worry about. He says you were in a stressful situation not too long ago with another male, but that's resolved yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do understand, yes.
So you've walked away from that, and your grandfather's like, he's joking around, but like, one of the favorite things he used to always say is like, my back is killing me. And he's like walking up the stairs and he's like, oh, my damn back, you know, like that type of talk. And he keeps on saying that, like, you're his sunshine. And that I feel like there was cancer, like he would have had cancer. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what he passed from.
Yeah, he had prostate cancer.
He also wants to talk about, did he used to go hunting? Because he keeps on talking about, like, owning a gun. Or something like that, because he keeps on bringing that up. That's something that maybe
no,
he did
I don't think
when
he owned
younger.
A gun ever. I
it was
know.
When
I
he.
Think...
It's like something in his. It's in the past, but he's bringing it up. I don't know what it means, but it's like maybe me live in the country or something like that when he was growing up. But I'll move past that because there's a lot more messages coming through for you.
Okay.
You're very intuitive in a way that you're hearing a lot as well, you know, so you're hearing a lot of messages from the other side, and that's really driving you crazy because you're sitting there at night and you're wondering, where the hell are these voices coming from? Where are they coming from? And it's been an ongoing thing, right?
Yes, and right now I'm house sitting, and the house that I'm sitting on is in the cemetery, and I ask a question and I get an answer as I'm laying in my bed, which is kind of cool. But at the same time, it's kind of creepy.
The voices that you're hearing is spirit. But what I want to explain to you is that when you'll notice more activity, you'll notice that there's more stuff going on around you when you stop thinking, basically. So your mind goes into this place and you just kind of drift off into nowhere. Your mind just kind of lets go of thought, and that's when you'll start hearing it, you know? And that's what's happening with you right now, but it's causing a little bit of anxiety because you're not sure what that is and how to deal with that or what that means. What does it mean? What it means is that you're connecting to yourself, but you're also connecting to spirit because spirit are connected to you. So whenever you leave your mind, it's like it's you come to this peace, this knowing, this infinite you, this wisdom that's within you. And that's what you become. So that's what's happening with that.
Right.
They're saying that you've been thinking about, it's something about shoes, and they're joking around. They're saying, just go buy the shoes. So I don't know if this is something that's been going on, but like, you're not the type of person to go out and spend a lot of money on clothes, they're saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
They're saying that just go out and buy the clothes, just buy the shoes. That's what they're saying. So they're saying you really don't spend any money on that because you're so dedicated to the work that you do. You're so dedicated to school, you know, and putting your money. Because I feel like a lot of this you paid for yourself. You know what I mean? I feel like you worked day and night to pay this yourself. I don't feel like you got this from someone else, you know?
Yeah.
And they're very, your grandfather's so proud of you, and he keeps on talking about his butt or his belt buckle, and he keeps on talking about like how he used to hike up his pants, and he's joking around about that. So like more of like a Steve Urkel type of look, but he's really hiking them up.
Oh my God, that is just, so him.
Yeah, that's him for sure. Like that's exactly how he's presenting himself to me, you know?
Yeah, very much so.
Do you have any other specific questions by any chance?
Yes, I do. I have two specific questions. One of them I wasn't thinking about asking, but the first one was about, okay, so I moved to California. I went from New York to California, but I still say I'm from California. I mean, from New York. So I moved from New York to California and in hopes of gaining more experience with animals because I want to go into vet medicine school in January. And I just got I got an interview today, and I have another one on Monday. I'm hoping that I get it because I need to gain a lot of experience before I get into vet school.
Yeah, the way I want you to think about that is that you have the experience. So what they're saying is that you're gonna get into med school. That's going to happen regardless of how you think about it. I saw the school card come up, and that's going to happen for sure. There's nothing stopping you, and you have a lot of knowledge already. And I think there's been a little bit of something holding you back as in regards to school. So there's been something that's really been holding you back to get to where you need to be. But I think that's resolving itself very quickly. Okay.
But would I be able to get the job that I need before I get into vet school in January? Because that's the reason I relocated to California.
Mean, you're well educated already. So as far as jobs go, I think you will get a job before you go back to school. Yes, absolutely. You have a lot of education as well, right? And other things.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, and they're showing me multiple degrees, like multiple diplomas or degrees. So there's different areas that you've gone into school for. You haven't just been for one thing. So you're,
as
far as finding a job, it's not going to be a hard thing for you.
Okay. I just hope they like
you. So nothing to worry about there. I don't feel finances are too bad right now for you either. I think finances are okay. I think you're doing okay right now.
Okay. Oh,
and I think everything's just
going
to get better as far in regards to that.
Oh, great. Really good.
Do you have any other questions that you want me to answer?
Oh, yeah. And so the other question is about what you just mentioned that, I have more anxiety now. Usually the highest anxiety I have is when I go back to New York. But because since I'm able to hear things and sometimes see things, or more like feel things, I become more anxious. So what do I do? Like, what do I do to hear more?
So you're talking about, like, sensitivity to people or sensitivity to feelings or sensitivity to other people's feelings? So what happens?
Spirit. So when spirits talk to me or something like that, or I ask a question, they reply back, or I feel something, I get anxious. How do I stop being anxious?
Okay, so
makes sense.
The part of the best way I can explain. So when you start experiencing spirit energy, so you know, your awareness and you experience something that is not from the physical world.
Right.
It's almost like you need to become one with it. So instead of looking at it, because the mind is what's stopping you from achieving like that. That's what's causing the fear and the anxiety is the mind. Cause it's like, oh, that's not normal. you know? So really getting right. past the mind. So just allowing and accepting everything for what it is, but you'll become more comfortable with it. But it's really a good experience. So I don't want you to look at it in a way and be like, well, that, I don't know what that is, or I'm scared of that because I don't know what that is. It might be good or bad. I want you to look at right. it in a way where everything is good, because divine and spirit are good. You know what I mean? So when we start connecting, you know, when you start really moving your awareness into spirit and you experience that, I want you to know that everything around you that's happening, all the spirit that are visiting you, and just know that it's all good. You know, so not to get scared in that way. Just know that that's grandpa or that's grandma visiting you and saying that you're on the right track. But you do, okay. you have a lot of mediumship ability within you. You have a lot of intuitive ability, and they're bringing that out in you. So that's
yes,
why
they're bringing
happening.
It out. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and that's why you're hearing. But the messages you're getting, like mm-hmm. you're getting messages about, like doing stuff, like going out and doing stuff in the physical world.
Yes.
And, that's,
yes.
and then it happens exactly the way they hear, the same way you hear it, you go out and do it, and then there's a positive result. So that's what
yes.
they're telling you. So you
yes.
do what you
they're,
hear, and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna try that, and then and there's a positive result that follows, you know?
Exactly, exactly, yes. They're like my secretary. If I forget anything, they tell me. Like, or they'll remind you, or they'll say, oh, why don't you try this? And I was like, ooh, here I am thinking it's my creative thinking. It's really them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. So
yeah. Awesome.
That's what's happening with that. I do sessions with people on bringing their awareness to that point where they understand it for themselves type of thing, using awareness techniques. If you want to contact me, we can set something up where we go through that. And it's
yes,
really
definitely.
Going to give you just more of an understanding on what's happening exactly, to understand it in a different way. But you're right on track. Like, you're so gifted, man. And it's a beautiful experience to experience that, you know, when you're hearing that from spirit and you're able to go out in the physical. And it's almost like you're following that guidance, you know. That's a beautiful
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. Thank you. Thank you so much for the reading. I really, really, really appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Yeah,
have
I need
night.
To hear that. And we'll definitely be in contact.
Okay, take care.
And I'll go in and seek your guidance. Thank you. Take care. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Thank you,
goodbye.
Michael. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Thank you again for your donation here. I think there's one other person who donated. I'm trying to get their area code. And Standing Tall, can you let us know your area code in the chat? Or would you want to call back on Sunday when Jonathan is here? I know it's getting late for everybody. Which could you type that in there? Because I don't even know your area code, Standing Talk. What did I say? Keep Standing Tall. We're down to $55, guys, is all we're needing to reach for our miracle mission tonight. Okay. Maybe he's gone away from his computer. Let's just, let's see here. Jonathan, why don't you go ahead and give out your contact information, and let's give him a little more time. Jonathan, are you there?
Jonathan?
Oh, my fault. I hit the wrong. I'm so sorry. I hit the wrong. Okay, I hit the wrong deal. I'm sorry. I muted you. Jonathan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. No worries at all, buddy. No worries.
I need to respect your time. Are you needing to go? I know it's getting late there, or are you okay? What's
no,
your thoughts?
Is there one more person that would like reading? Or
yes, I believe so. Let's see if we can find them there. Jonathan, why don't you give out your contact information? Let me go find them where they're at here.
Okay. Yeah, so to contact me, you can email me either at info@psychicjonathan.net to book a reading, or you can go to my website, psychicjonathan.net, or contact me on my Facebook page, Intuitive Medium Jonathan Crawley, or you can add me to Facebook, John Crawley, and just feel free to send me a message through either email or Facebook, and we can book a reading for you. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been a great night, and it's always great helping this cause and helping people, and very grateful to be here. Michael, are you there? So, yeah, so some of the stuff that I was talking about earlier, I think Michael's just gone away, is
okay,
really...
I'm back.
Yeah.
Oh, go
sorry.
Ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention something, but I gave him my contact information. I was just going to go into a conversation, but that person, is she ready for a reading? Or?
I don't know how to find you standing. It says your country code is 47. Gosh, can we get your first name in the chat, please? I'm so sorry to everybody here. It's not. Can we get your full phone number? Can you type that in there? We're trying to find you, but it's what you gave us is not showing up as a country code of 47. Okay, here we go. 6131. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, is this Maria?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, welcome. Thank you for your donation.
Okay. Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Maria.
Get
how
get
are
a
you?
Phone call. Hi, I'm doing fine. Thank you. And you?
Hi. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and do you have a specific question, or do you want me to just to connect the spirit and see what comes up?
What question? What about the question about both?
I'm sorry. I'm just going to turn this down a little bit. I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
A question about both.
A question about both. Well, I do get a mother figure in spirit coming through. So it could be you're very. She's shown me a close connection, but she's saying that you haven't done anything wrong. So I think you're worried about some decisions that you made recently and making the wrong decision, but they're saying that you haven't made the wrong decision. So I'm not sure what that's in, but they're saying you're on the right path, that you're doing everything that you need to do.
Okay.
I'm also getting I'm seeing something out in your future a little bit. Do you enjoy reading? Because they're showing me a book here.
Reading, what do you mean reading? I read books?
You like reading books, yeah.
I read a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, because I see you doing a lot of reading on, they're actually showing me what you're going to be reading, like a lot of science and stuff like that, like stuff metaphysical books I see, like things on metaphysics, and I see you doing more reading on that. So you're the type of person that really tries to educate themselves in those areas. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
They're saying that you have a little bit of stomach pain sometimes, something about your stomach, but they're saying it's not serious, not to get overwhelmed by it. It's just like stomach cramps and stuff like that you're getting. There is two females in spirit, and I do get one grandmother. And there's another female in spirit that's an older female as well. But the grandmother, the way she comes into me is she's saying that I passed when you were very young. So the grandmother's saying I didn't really get to know you. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's correct.
She said she wished she would have
got
to know. She never got to get to know you. And she says keep driving, keep going forward because you're heading in the right direction. Even though it feels like everything it's hard to maintain right now, because they're saying that, you know, you're trying to maintain everything going on in your life right now. They're saying everything is where it needs to be.
Okay.
And I feel like education's a big thing for you, and it wasn't the last reading I did, but education, they're showing me that you keep on, you know, educating yourself to get a better career. But I'm seeing a lot of good things in your future coming to you. I feel like there's a lot of success in your future. I'm not
I'm surrounded by the water.
You're surrounded by the water?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your question?
It's the future around the water, or it's on the, around the ground.
Okay. So is it like a beach, or I'm not sure what you're asking. I'm sorry.
No. Okay, that's fine. But just tell me what you see. That's I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I'm seeing you haven't done a lot of travel in the last little while, but they're showing me that travel is going to be a thing for you eventually. But you haven't done a lot of that, you know?
Yeah.
Hello?
That's correct.
I'm going to go ahead and see what I see and just continue here. It's just saying a lot of changes with your education. So you went into something in school. So they're showing me that you went to school for something that you didn't like. Basically, that you really got fed up with. You understand this?
Yeah.
So you kind of got to the point where you didn't want to continue with that anymore. So that's what Spirit are saying, and they're saying that your father, is he in spirit? Because I am getting a father here, a father in spirit.
Grandfather, yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Because he says he's always supported you with your education. That was one of the things that he really supported you with. And he says, don't feel lost right now. You're exactly where you need to be. So education-wise, don't feel like you made the wrong decision either.
Yeah.
What? There's something, you know, with your current job, you're. I keep on seeing you really don't like doing it. Is it a physical job, what you do right now?
No, maybe the area is very cold.
I'm just seeing that that job is like it. They're saying that's going to be coming. Eventually, you're going to find something else. That's all I'm seeing for that. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any specific questions at all?
What about the other half?
Like a boyfriend, husband?
Yeah.
Are you currently in a relationship right now?
Yes.
I don't really see too much change with that. I see that it's heading in the right direction, you know?
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of issues in that relationship. Like, he's a very understanding person. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Because it's saying that he's going to be trying to reach out even more, but I see that relationship being okay. Like, I see that continuing.
Okay.
So I see you continuing with that relationship. So that's what your question is. That's what I see.
Okay.
The only thing that's really that you want so much more, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like,
yes.
I feel like you're not a family yet. Does that make sense? Like, you're not, you want a family, but you're not a family yet. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm kind of.
And that's what you want. You want a family. And that's what I'm hearing from Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to happen for you. I think that commitment's going to be made.
Okay. What about the initial JB?
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying. Can you say it again?
Initial JB.
JB?
Yes.
Is this person passed?
No.
And it's a male though, right? That's it's a male,
yes.
JB.
Yes.
I'm getting him more as more of a relationship partner or a close friend. You understand that?
Yeah.
I don't see him coming back into your life anytime soon. I feel like there's been some struggle with this person. I feel like there's been a lot of struggle, but I feel like there's a distance between you and him right now. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I don't see him coming back in. So I'm just giving you the message the way I see it.
Okay, we can hold it there. Yeah.
Okay,
thanks, so thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, we just have 60 seconds left is why we had a wrap there. But, Jonathan, I want to thank you so much. Your readings were really excellent. And thanks for staying over. And we look forward to seeing you Sunday.
I look forward to it, Michael. Thank you so much, and have a great evening. Thanks for having me on again.
No, it was a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. All
right. Okay.
Have a good weekend.
God bless you.
All right, you bet.
Okay.
Thank
you.
God bless. Okay, everybody, that's going to do it for the weekend. We're down to $55 is the goal left. If you can donate that, you know where to go. And we'll be back on the air Sunday evening, okay? Sunday evening, Jonathan will be back, and we'll have some other guests on also. 10 seconds in my ear. Thanks again, everybody, on Journey in the Lion. And you guys.